while we're going to give away that Seafood Bistro gift card, but I have time.
You'll get it.
Work on
how
something.
About drunk leprechaun or adult?
Hey, there's an idea.
Drunk leprechaun.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic continues to build, and we're seeing a little bit of heavy traffic now on the Alabama River Bridge coming in from Prattville and Millbrook on I-65 southbound. I-85 southbound into Montgomery getting busy as well. Atlanta Highway into downtown, a little bit congested there. And we've got two minor accidents on the books. Troy Highway inbound to Montgomery at Virginia Loop Road, and in Prattville, Highway 82 at Washington Ferry. Use caution in both of those spots. We'll keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down, get you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks. And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
He begins with the story of St. Patrick.
What curious mix of luck, legend, and legitimacy means that a particular saint gets adopted as a national icon.
The average level of air pollution inside Ireland's smoke-free pubs was 91% lower than inside Irish pubs.
They drink Guinness in Ireland.
Dude, you're lucky!
Snakes, shamrocks, stout.
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug!
So the idea that everybody can have this one day a year, whether you're Irish or not, you can celebrate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody!
With that heady mix of nationalism, pageantry, and Guinness swilling around you.
Aw, no, I must have picked up the Irish model by mistake.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello.
Communist China's President Xi Jinping will travel to Moscow next week in an apparent show of support for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Xi spent several days meeting with Putin in Moscow. First it was Poland, now it is Slovakia, saying it will supply fighter jets to Ukraine. The two NATO countries responding to Ukraine's urgent appeal for air power to more effectively battle the Russians. It's going to be a winter Californians will not forget anytime soon. And while the state is getting a break for a few days from extreme weather, the National Weather Service says more storms are on the way. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo among the banking giants coming to the rescue of California-based First Republic Bank, $30 billion in deposits to bolster First Republic's cash reserves. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of a typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
He wears shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day. A red beard's hanging from his chin. He's a small man and he's wearing green, and his hat has a buckle and brim. And he's pictured on boxes of Lucky Charms delicious marshmallows. And he's fat and he's cute in his green ruffled suit. He lives at the end of rainbows. Bring us some gold, Mr. Leprechaun. Bring us some gold tonight. Come on, bring us some luck for St. Paddy's Day. You are a mischievous sprite.
And it is 8:06 on News Talk 93.1 FM, wishing you a happy and joyous St. Patrick's Day. I am looking for something we can do to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. I think we still have a couple of little leprechaun or drunk adults that we could play this morning. So we may go in that direction. We do hope to have your full participation in that.
Is there any St. Patrick's Day song? Oh, no, wait, there was the unicorn song, right?
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, who did that?
The
1910 Fruit Gum Company?
No. It was the One Hit Wonders. Gosh. I can look it up for you. I will.
Yeah, we got to know this before you start the weather.
All right.
By the way, a lot of very chubby, low-hanging clouds this morning.
I don't know why that's funny to me. Chubby cloud. That's a chubby cloud.
Hey, Porky. Yeah.
So it's not the leprechaun song. It's the, what is it again? It's
unicorn.
Unicorn. Okay, unicorn song was the Irish Rovers.
Ah, how could we not know that?
Yeah.
We apologize for what we can't remember. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dow futures down 250 at the moment. Not particularly ominous. We'll see what's causing the nervousness. Almost, I don't think there were any numbers coming out today that are of particular importance, but whatever. We'll check in with Brand a little bit later. 808.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
And the radar right now, the rain has closed in on the river region, and it's raining in parts of Montgomery, but also in Elmore and Autauga County. Autauga County especially, parts of Lowndes County. So yeah, the rain has moved in already. I don't see any thunderstorms at the moment, but showers and thunderstorms are likely today, some possibly strong, maybe severe. We are in a, most of us are in a level one marginal severe weather risk, but if you go south of a Greenville-Troy line, you're in a level two risk today. The rain ending by late tonight. Breezy, mild today, high 71. Windy, colder tonight after the rain, low 40. Then tomorrow, very brisk for March. Spring breakers are not happy about this forecast, with a high in the middle 50s yesterday, but it's at tomorrow, but it's at north wind at 10 to 20 will make it seem cooler. We'll be in the low to mid 30s on Saturday night, and on Sunday, very cold for March, with another surge of cold air coming in, and a high temperature that will barely scrape 50 degrees will be near 30 by Monday morning on the first day of spring. I kid you not. I'm not as happy. I'm not happy either, but I think Jay's happy. Jay's happy that it's going to be cold.
I'm very happy that
Riley,
it's going to be cold.
Riley's happy it's cold.
I will take it as long as I can to avoid what we'll get in the middle of the summer.
I don't want mid-90s, but I'd rather have something comfortable like 70. Right now, this morning, it's mostly cloudy and 64 at 810.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hi, Rich here for our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. Hey, maybe it's time for a new water heater at your house. You know, a lot of people are complaining about their energy bills. I just got my electric bill. It's up. It's high. They can set you up at Plumbing by Lukewire with a energy-efficient water heater that will save you money on your electric bill. Maybe it's time for a tankless water heater at your house. They can help you with that as well. But here's the big thing. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and at Plumbing by Lukewire, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So it could be In my recent case, an early Sunday morning before 9 a.m., when you discover a plumbing issue like a wet carpet and you have no idea where the water is coming from. They are really good about that. And plus, they'll pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way and diagnose the problem, tell you what it's going to cost before they fix it, so there's no sticker shock at the end. That's the way they roll at Plumbing by Lukewire. Second to none in the River Region since 1983. 264-9666. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. Trust me, it's great peace of mind because they'll check all your plumbing. And usually at my house, they usually find one or two things that I didn't know was a problem. And they fix it before, before you go out of town. You know, come home to a surprise, like a flood or a ruined house. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Lukewire. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Top of the morning to you.
What in the world are you doing?
St. Patrick's Day.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
M.I. Irish.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish.
Everyone is a little bit Irish.
It's almost showtime.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day.
We look at the clock and what does it say?
It's showtime.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. All right, last year on the southwest coast of Florida, obviously they had a serious incident with Hurricane Ian coming ashore.
Yeah.
Blew down everything from homes to signs, which is what we're concerned with in this particular story. Apparently, the signs directing people to a nude beach area were blown down by Ian and never replaced, and some beachgoers got upset after they started bumping into naked people on the beach. Here are some people upset because they saw nude beachgoers.
It was uncomfortable. She was covering her eyes.
And there's big fat guys laying there like this. No, I don't want to see that kind of stuff.
There's no law against being nude. Frustrated because there was no sign. There was no warning for us to know what we were going to experience. My husband noticed that they were both doing lewd acts to themselves.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
That is not cool.
Back to the random facts opening.
Well, maybe they can come up with some digital warning system, like if somebody crosses a certain point.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
That's right.
Something.
That's right.
Some kind of hip way to address the issue. Let's see. Lightsaber. That's really all I had for weird news. All right, 8:13. So what we'll do here is we'll play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. I think that's almost appropriate on St. Patrick's Day, huh?
Uh-huh.
So let me go to the tote board here.
It's going
to
be a lot of drunk adults.
And here is your story.
I got caught naked in the closet playing with something.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Well, I got caught naked in a closet playing with something.
Rusty, if you could grab that, just that, isolate Greg saying that. <It's> just, I got caught naked in the closet playing with something. I just need blackmail material for...
Yeah, whatever, right.
You know, just need to hold on to it for when I need it.
272-9228, was that the story of a little kid or a drunk adult?
Or a leprechaun.
Now, this is maybe the easiest contest in the world because
you got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, there's only two possible answers, little kid or drunk adult.
It could be a crackhead.
Yeah, or a leprechaun. But that's how you win a Seafood Bistro gift card. I am waiting for your calls right now at 272-9228.
1819 News.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville wants answers from the Department of Defense on why border wall panels are being stored at a cost rather than being placed at the U.S.-Mexico border as intended. Tuberville and a dozen other senators are bringing attention to the matter, saying that American taxpayer money has been used to acquire the materials, and rather than finish the construction, the Biden administration and the Department of Defense are wasting time and endangering American safety. The panels are stored at 20 sites in Arizona and New Mexico, with the DOD paying $130,000 a day to keep them there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps. both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Prosecutors in Lauderdale County are asking for a survey of potential jurors in the case against Casey White. The defense attorneys for White have asked for a change of venue, claiming that their client will not get a fair and unbiased jury in Lauderdale County since his escape in 2022 made national headlines. Lauderdale County District Attorney Chris Connolly asked the judge to allow for questioning of potential jurors in order to assess the amount of bias or impartiality that's there. White's murder trial begins this summer. And bond has been set for $45,000 for a Faith Academy teacher in Mobile who's accused of having sex with a 16-year-old student. 44-year-old Jonathan Sowers is also prohibited from contacting anyone under the age of 18 or connected to that school upon his release. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Look at those phones.
Oh crap! Ah, damn it!
All right, so
it's like a leprechaun. You shine light on it, they go away.
Such an easy game to play. Call us at 272-9228. And I'll play the story one more time and tell us if this was a little kid or the story of a drunk adult.
I got caught naked in the closet playing with something.
It's happened to all of us, right? 272-9228. We would like your guess. Little kid or drunk adult? I think, Rich, we're ready to have a contestant now.
I think you're right. And that's the way it is.
You know, I'm looking at a list of the top 10 most valuable pennies. And they've got a 1944 steel wheat penny. I think I used to have one of those.
I've had steel pennies before. Yeah, but is there a certain mint? Is there a certain mint?
No, it's just a letter? Steel wheat penny and a 1943 copper wheat penny before they went to the steel.
Yeah. I still can't believe that I used the money on for face value.
Jay, which line has our contestant? All right, we go to Steve B. How are you, Steve?
Hey, good morning.
All right, have you heard the story?
I have not. I didn't want to put you on Bluetooth, so I said, let me get a clearer connection at least.
Okay.
I don't have any feedback.
I will play you this very brief recap of a story. Then you have to decide whether this happened to a little kid or a drunk adult. Ready?
Yes, sir.
I got caught naked in the closet playing with something.
Little kid or drunk adult?
That's a little kid.
All right. Let's see.
I was a little kid.
Hey,
and my sister would never let me play her Hungry Hungry Hippos game. So one night after my bath, instead of going to, get ready for bed, I grabbed the game and ran into the closet so I could play. If you've ever played, you know how loud it is. I thought I was being so sneaky, but not so much.
No. There you go. Nice work, man. It's too obvious to be a drunk adult. So good work. You won a $10 CBB Bistro gift card. Please hold. And Carl.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
We gave away our prize, but if you'd like to try one of these on for size, we can do that.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's go to... I know we had a bunch of these. All right. Let's try this one.
I ate soap things with a brownie and for days.
Well, that wasn't too audible. I didn't like that one. Let's try this one.
I got pooped on by a parrot and flung it on a total stranger.
I got pooped on by a parrot and flung it at a total stranger. Little kid or drunk adult?
I think that's a drunk adult.
All right, let's see.
I was a drunk adult, and me and my friends went to this zoo on college day, and we had one too many dirty monkeys, and then we decided to go to this bird exhibit, and they let this one parrot fly over us, and I was looking up, and it flew over, and I realized it dropped a bomb and was headed right at my face, so I flung my hand in front of it, hoping to stop it, and I guess, but instead it splattered all on my hand, and I flung it at some strangers that were seated next to us. The mom came unglued, and we left after that.
Wow. What a story. So good work. You get 3 bonus entries in the grand prize drawing, which is now about 30 minutes away.
Thank you.
All righty. 3 bonus entries for...
She mentioned a drink, monkey something or other. I forget. But There's an interesting drink called a monkey brain. You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
It actually looks like a brain when it's poured. It's really weird.
Really?
Yeah, it looks weird.
I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Grand prize drawing coming up in about 30 minutes. And you can still, by the way, enter just by calling Jay. Saying hello, give him your first name, and we will get you in. Great stuff we give away, including a Clark's Club membership. I had to remember to call Melanie today and get my spring tune-up scheduled. At 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you are tired of feeling like another face in the crowd at the pharmacy, if you're with one of the national chain pharmacies, going all the way back to the changes in the healthcare laws and then through the pandemic, and it's no longer that personal one-to-one kind of experience. However, that is not the case at any of the 12 Adams Drugs locations. They have a state-of-the-art computer system, so that can be used to import your insurance information and prescription history. After that, it's very much about personal care. It's your health. You've got staff behind the counter who will take the time to fight for every dollar they can save you on a copay. Pharmacists who will take the time to answer your questions and consult, especially if you're taking a new medication, you want to be absolutely certain what you can take and not take it with. They have all your over-the-counter needs and a staff that's happy to consult you on the right over-the-counter solution for a situation you're dealing with. Fantastic people. They have, I always say this, if you want a soda and a candy bar to feel better, you can get that too. And some really extraordinary gift shops at all 12 locations. So it's a fun shopping experience. And it's nice when you walk into a business. It's like the Cheers of health, to be greeted on a first name basis, because it's all about building relationships. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you at 822.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had an accident reported a few moments ago, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road. Please use caution in that intersection. Still showing an active accident in Prattville, Highway 82 at Washington Ferry Road. And around Montgomery right now, we are a little bit busy. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge inbound, East Boulevard at I-85. Got a lot of traffic in those spots, as well as Highway 231 at Congressman Dickinson inbound. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
I was having problems with water in my crawl space during heavy rains. I was concerned about mold and the air my family was breathing. I'm so happy I called. The problem was fixed, and I'm not stressed anymore.
AFS can keep your home and family safe. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I think that's pretty perverted.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
All right, this is kind of a St. Patrick's Day tradition. It's a story I told many years ago on this show, and it's true. Everything that you're about to hear is true about my St. Patrick's Day dream being shattered. Now, you will hear a voice on this recording of somebody who is no longer with us. I mean, in the studio, that is. So, enjoy.
Greg.
Yes?
All your little stories you tell about your life.
Yes.
That's a darn interesting out to write a book.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, my Florida magazine wanted something focused on St. Patrick's Day. So I wrote one called How I Became a St. Patrophobe. And it goes back to Chicago, the last year I lived there. I had always, you know, you got the Macy's Parade in New York. L.A. has the Rose Parade. Chicago owns St. Patrick's Day. They dye the freaking river green, even though it is normally green. It's really green on St. Patrick's Day. And the parade is long and spectacular, to say the least. And when I was a little kid, I used to think, God, I would love to be in that parade sometime. You know, a big shot. Mm-hmm. Mayor Daley, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So the last radio station I worked for in Chicago, surprised, it was like middle of February, said, guess what? We're in the parade this year. And we thought it was going to be the opportunity of a lifetime. A guy named Don Cox, who I later worked with in Florida, he was the big shot on the staff. He says, hey, I got traded someplace on the near north side. Let's all go get some cool clothes. So he shared his trade with us, and we all got really cool outfits. I had bell-bottom jeans with a brand new... Oh, it was great. So St. Patrick's Day comes, and you never know. St. Patrick's Day, it could be snowing, it could be 80 degrees in Chicago. It's that capricious, the weather. Well, that day, it's cold, but it's still St. Patrick's Day. Parade starts at 11 in the morning, and we meet at the radio station, and the boss walks in and says, by the way, your outfits are over there, pointing to a stack of boxes in the corner. And we said, what outfits? Because we thought they had the station call letters spelled in white and green carnations. They spent $10,000 to arrange this float. They wanted the jocks on there. So we thought all we got to do is look cool, which was easy for all of us to do.
And your bell bottoms and paisley shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We open up the boxes. He made us wear elf costumes.
Leprechaun.
Elf costumes. And I did have to wear green leotards for that.
Oh, please tell me there's a photo of that somewhere.
With turned up shoes. Elf shoes. And it's 38 degrees and windy. And this parade, all of a sudden, this goes from the fulfilled dream of a lifetime to the nightmare on State Street. Because this parade takes forever. So we all get on the float dressed in these ridiculous, with a hat with a big feather, the whole nine yards. Red collar around the green. I look like Jiminy Cricket turned into a hippie. And there's six of us. We get on the float. We each have a look. I'm in the middle on the right side. At least I get to go by Mayor Daley's reviewing stand.
Did anybody else have a problem with this?
We were all, like, freaking out. Because he never told us. I think that's why he deliberately said, you're going to have to wear an elf outfit. This is a cool radio guy thing to do.
I probably he'd said that earlier. Never have happened. Last minute.
Yeah. So, and then the parade. We're like towards the back of this thing. And we're crawling down State Street in this cold weather. Cox is passing around a flask full of bourbon. We're all getting hammered, you know, as the parade's going down.
It's a drunk leprechaun.
Drunken leprechauns. Prancing around a radio stage. And by the time we got to Mayor Daley's reviewing stand, I am on this float grinding my knees together so I don't wet my pants in front of the mayor of Chicago. And St. Patrick's Day has never been the same since.
We're men, family men, we're dead in tights. Yes! We roam around the floor looking for fights. We're men.
I hate St. Patrick's Day.
We run from the rich and give them the poor. That's right.
Look, it's a gay stick.
We're men in tights, right tights. Always on guard, defending the people's rights. When you're in the face, just call for the men in tights.
That is, gosh, that moment in radio history is like an heirloom. Hey! on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This guy.
You know what? See, that was a segue.
That was a damn good one. Heirloom Jewelers is what we want to tell you about. In fact, they're going to be, I say they're open today, but yeah, 10 to 4 today, 10 to 2 tomorrow, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. Reason being is there's only one employee there. It's Troop Booth. You're not going to be paying for other employees or any kind of overhead or anything like that. It's just him. He's been there since 2015 because he took over there from when his grandparents opened the store in 1977. It's interesting. A jewelry that specializes in heirloom pieces, estate jewelry, is itself a store that is an heirloom store. It is passed down from generation after generation. 260-0066 is going to put you in touch with Troop, so you can set up an appointment maybe to go by there. If you've got some jewelry you want to get an estimate on or see about getting it sold, they'll give you an honest and fair value on that. If you want to see some of the stuff they have on display there, you can see that online, Facebook, Instagram, as well as their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Something that piques your interest there, you set up an appointment, go by and actually take a look at it. Troop's going to tell you all about it. Guy's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. It's Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, 260-0066, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
832, looking at a story here about Kamala Harris hears boos at March Madness game and faces ridicule. I thought, was this her alma mater?
It was, yeah.
Where does she go to?
Howard University, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's named for Mo Howard.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
I think it's an HBCU, and she was there for, you know, the supporting the team in the thing.
Did they, in the thing, did they win or lose?
Howard, I think they lost. They were ranked, they were pretty low, or did they? No, yeah, they lost. I think it was Howard versus Kansas. And Kansas is ranked number one, Howard's ranked number 16.
Oh,
so, well, yeah.
One of those. Oh, by the way, our thanks to Brett McDonald for joining us yesterday afternoon. Gave us some great insights on this crazy week we've been living through. And I want to thank everybody that took a moment to go to my page and help his wife, Hayden, who is a breast cancer survivor, be one of the women in blue. And they are raising money for the Montgomery Cancer Wellness Foundation. That's an organization I have promoted, I think, since the first year I was here. I love the work they do because everything you donate goes directly to help. At Christmas time, for example, mm-hmm. they help fulfill wish lists of families where the breadwinner can't work because of cancer. It's a qualifying program and not just a random handout. So they do great work for folks that are going through one of the worst things you can face in this lifetime.
Nicest people in the world are almost next door to us,
yeah.
at the cancer
Remember
center.
Remember when we went over there to visit Sherry?
Yeah.
That was my first contact with them, and I just thought they were phenomenal. And
They are great people, and we appreciate them very much.
By the way, if you want personal, look, I'm just, not a ton of money, but through all of these horrendous ups and downs, I am actually ahead this week on my little rainy day account with Invista Advisors. Find out how that works by calling 387-0094.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
No storms on the radar right now, but there is rain on the radar in various spots. Some of you are getting rain at the moment. I can see some rain. In fact, there's even some. Oh, look. No. Yeah. Look.
It just started. I was out there 2 minutes ago.
Just looked out the window. And yep, that's rain.
Wow, you're good at this weather thing, man.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some storms strong. Right at the moment, there are no strong storms on the radar. The rain will be ending by late tonight as a cold front moves through. Today will be breezy and mild with a high around 71. Then after the rain ends, windy and colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow is a brisk day. High temperature only in the middle 50s. That's way below where we normally are this time of the year in the 70s. North winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we'll add insult to injury. We'll be in the low to mid 30s on Saturday night. Sunday is the coldest day of the weekend with a high temperature that barely makes it up to about 50. Oh, my gosh. It is late in the ballgame for something like this. We'll be near 30 on Monday morning. In fact, one of the models has us at 29 by dawn Monday, which is the first day of spring. So spring breakers are not jumping up and down, and they're not happy. They're giving me dirty looks. Spring begins officially at 4:24 p.m. on Monday. Right now this morning, cloudy, raining, 64 at 8:36.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I am looking for that clip. Since much of the St. Patrick's Day focus is on Chicago, I'm looking for, but I happen to play the whole thing. There was a reporter at yesterday's City Hall meeting in Chicago, outgoing, which is the key word there, outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot, was confronted by a reporter who said, "Pack your bags and get the hell out of here." I think that echoes the sentiments of many people. I will see if I can find that the actual audio from that clip. Everything I'm finding on the YouTube now is several minutes long. And we just don't have time on this very busy show. Let's see how the roads are moving. 8:37.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still showing a couple of active accident sites in Prattville, Highway 82 at Washington Ferry. Please use caution there. Also, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road, we had a minor accident earlier. A new accident just in. Highway 31 coming out of Prattville right near the Clothborn before Birmingham Highway. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles en route. Light to moderate traffic all over the area this morning. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. In Town Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Did you guys hear about this? A pair of Alabama fishing guides and their clients unexpectedly reeled in a great white shark.
No, I didn't.
For the first time, Dylan Weir and Blaine Kenny, Pensacola-based owners of fishing guide service Coastal Wide, said they were on Orange Beach in the early morning hours of March 7th when something started to pull on one of their heavy-duty lines.
Oh, my God.
First, they thought maybe a large tiger shark, but at the end of a 32-minute struggle, they were shocked to discover they had reeled in an 11-foot great white. And the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources said the shark is believed to be the first great white ever caught.
I've never heard of one
on an Alabama beach.
Yeah,
so I don't know what that means. I mean, on the surface, it must mean great white sharks are getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
How many shark attacks did you hear about last year? There were a lot of them. There were
quite a few. Yeah. And again, you know, I don't know that there are more of them or that it's climate change or the washing machine you're using is making animals behave poorly.
Everything's climate change.
There's just more people, you know, and they're going in the water and risky things are happening. I don't know that it's any bit more. Hey, by the way, when's your next visit with Coach Ryan?
That'll be Tuesday morning.
All right, I have got to get over there because after going through all of this health checkups and heart care and all that stuff, there's one area that only Coach Ryan and the team at Infusion can address, and that's with the new cryo contouring, which you said has really taken off, huh?
Yeah, it is. Well, he's really, it's in high demand and for good reason. It works.
Yeah. That's the key thing. It's the latest. See, it's not one of those things that moves the fat somewhere else.
No.
It gets rid of it.
Yeah.
It kills it beneath. Now, you can read about this process. By the way, comfortable, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, first, you get 3 minutes of warm, and then you get the cold. But it is, yeah, there's no discomfort at all.
And through the skin, this process called apoptosis is what makes the fat cell just go away.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a temporary situation, and it's one if you're, you know, and the older you get, the harder it is to shrink that waistline. This can help you with immediate results. Among many other great services they have for pain, laser therapy and Juve light therapy. You got one of the best chiropractors on the planet at Infusion Cryo and Laser. Not to mention the original cryotherapy tank. Ways that'll help you feel better, more energized. Oh, and IV vitamin therapy too, which can also help you with weight loss because they have one that helps boost your metabolism. Reach out for a consultation at 296-1662, 296-1662. And again, visit and read all about these services at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Morning Maroon nominees are coming up.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am Jeff Bezos, and I'm fully endorsing the proposed ban on TikTok. The Chinese government must not be allowed to spy on Americans because, well, hello, that's my job. I know everything about you. I know your credit card number, your credit card limit, your address, your shoe size, your beef jerky preference. I know your favorite movies. Someone likes Amelie. TV shows and music artists. Do you have a Roomba? Yeah, that means I know the exact dimensions of your home. Did you know household dust contains human skin cells? Soon, I'll also know your DNA makeup. And I almost forgot. I have a frickin' microphone right in your frickin' kitchen that you frickin' paid for! But don't worry, your secrets are safe with me. I mean, throw me a bone here. What am I gonna do? Sell it all to the Chinese government?
Boy, that's just so easy to see Jeff Bezos trapped in his lair. Issue, and we're very proud to be able to carry these messages from him. We are the trusted Jeff Bezos affiliate here in the River Region.
Glad he's got a microphone in there.
Pretty cool, I would say.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Hey!
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, today's group includes a security guard. Now, when you're in security, they tell you to measure your risk, right? In other words, don't risk your health.
Oh, your risk? I thought you said wrist. I didn't understand what that meant.
Well, I mean, look at mine. All discolored.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, I know.
Holes.
Holes.
A security guard, though, ended up getting dragged by a truck when he tried to apprehend the thief who took a giant foam carrot from an Easter display at the Clearview Mall in Pennsylvania.
That guy went above and beyond the call of duty for a carrot.
For a giant foam carrot. The mall security guard was on duty at the time of the theft. There were multiple suspects who escaped into a dark red Chevy pickup in the parking lot when the security guard tried to get into the truck with them.
Why would you steal a phone carrot?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I like it, but where do you... I'm just going to take it. I want it for my house. He was dragged almost a quarter of a mile at 35 miles an hour. Jeez. All of this for a giant foam carrot.
Okay.
He was not injured during the incident. All right. Again, we're not trying to get on the case of security people here, but apparently the Abbotsford, British Columbia Correction Facility has a problem with drugs being snuck into the facility. And this is a lot more common than you... And you wonder, how does somebody get fentanyl and some of the other things? I hear stories. I know people work in the system. But for some reason, the staff at Abbotsford cannot seem to do anything about pigeons that are being used to deliver crystal meth. Air meth.
I tell you, it's one of those things we always say, if you outlaw this, people, if they really want to do it, they'll find ways around it.
Absolutely. When they finally caught one of the pigeons that's being used for this unique delivery service, they found that it was carrying a tiny little pigeon backpack and somehow knew where to fly. I am delivering this to the Abbotsford, British Columbia Correctional Facility, and the security staff there is scratching their heads, wondering,
why?
How are they doing this? Now, we have had personal experience here, that lot across the street, and you may know somebody, chances are you do, who's had a catalytic converter stolen.
Yeah. It's really the thing right now. Yeah,
35-year-old thief in Oakland, California, crushed by a Prius while he was trying to steal the catalytic converter. Instant revenge happened around 3 in the morning. Somebody called police to report the possible theft. When they got there, it was too late. He had to be transported to the hospital with his catalytic converter in tow. It's becoming very common. Last Tuesday, a guy at a used car lot in Georgia got crushed to death trying to steal one of these things. So that's two involving serious injury in the same week. And I don't know how you protect that. I don't know how you put a catalytic converter guard on your car. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Well, let's see, we got...
That foam carrot.
Foam carrot. Yeah.
I don't put it on the security guard for that.
Foam carrot guy stands out.
Well, he got injured out of his devotion.
Yeah, I know. He was doing his job, but maybe doing it a little too serious in that regard.
I would accuse him not so much of being a maroon, but OZ. He's overzealous.
Yeah, just let him go with it. But still, who steals a foam carrot? Like, and it was a group. They had a whole operation.
Yeah, they had a gang, the foam carrot gang.
Usually I'm going to steal something that stupid. It's kind of a spur of the moment. You know what? I'm going to try and take that.
What are you in for?
That's Rich Thomas in the Big House, everybody. Before we get our final traffic update, our grand prize drawing in just a moment at 8:49. For men, there's finally a place where they can find medical solution for men's issues. Most of those begin with the testosterone level. And that, to know that number, the board-certified urologists at Montgomery Men's Health need to know what that number is. That requires a simple test, and you can get it at Montgomery Men's Health, the clinic, by the way, that is designed to protect your privacy. You won't feel self-conscious going there. And why would you? You're dealing with a medical condition that is very common. Once they know that number, the board-certified urologist at Montgomery Men's Health can go about correcting it with real medical solutions and not theories and capsules that you purchase at an 800 number. And no clerk at a vitamin store is going to be able to tell you what your T level is. It's a medical condition. Then for ED and other issues, they have solutions that you have not heard about. Why? Because they can only be prescribed by a board-certified urologist. So get back in the game, get your vitality back, and get it done the medical way. by calling 440-3663, 440-3663, or visiting montgomerymenshealth.com. Our final traffic at 850.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, most of our earlier accidents around Montgomery have cleared or are in the process of clearing. We're still busy on East Boulevard at I-85. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson still getting a few cars off 231 out of Wetumpka this morning. Fairview Avenue busy, and Highway 31 inbound to Montgomery a bit busy. Had a report of a minor accident, Highway 31, just as you're getting into Montgomery near the Cloth Barn, right before Birmingham Highway. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated throughout the morning. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Professionals and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
All right, 851 PC. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
you guys were talking about the catalytic converters.
Yes.
We had four of them stolen off our work van, and two of them are Mercedes vans, and it was $3,800 per van
to
put the catalytic converter back on. So I don't know what these guys are getting for it at the, you know, at the metal recycler. Yeah. But we used a company called Child Custom Exhaust, and they put a stainless steel cable around the catalytic, the new catalytic converters, and I believe they welded it to it. And that's, as far as I know, the only way you can keep your stuff.
All right. So,
thought I'd pass that on.
I'm glad you did. We appreciate that up in there, because that is a problem all over this town and east.
Hey, very quickly, I went by Don Duncan's yesterday on Mount Duncan and got my work done on the car, because I'm going to let my kid, who's coming in from California, use my car next week, and found out that my tires were not good.
Yeah.
So not only did he protect my car with an oil change and all of the things they do, but they're going to protect my grandchildren with a new set of tires. I'm going to get those today, man. Thank you so much for turning me on to Don Duncan.
And thank you for sharing that experience with us, East. We so much appreciate it. Makes all the difference in the world to us when people choose to use the people that support us. Thanks. Grand Prize Drawing in 3 minutes.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you like wasting time? Like sitting in Atlanta traffic, hoping and praying you make it to the Atlanta airport on time? Your Montgomery Regional Airport has some exciting news for you. Take advantage of MGM's direct, nonstop American Airlines flight daily to Washington, D.C. Fly out of Montgomery the day before your meeting and be back home the very next day, in time for dinner. And getting in and out of your Montgomery airport is quick and easy. Avoid the long lines and the hassle of the Atlanta airport. Rethink your limits. Fly local first.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to AEMTMichael.com. That's AEMTMichael.com.
When on Friday we do our grand prize drawing, Jay. How many chips in the basket?
We got... Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on. I almost said 31. No, we've got...
51?
51.
51 people eligible to win, starting with a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. And our first winning number is...
Oh, I wish I was 28.
28.
28 is Charles O.
How about that? So here's the deal. Charles, you have a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card owed you, and you'll be able to use that for anything you want in those aisles of temptation at Tucker Pecan. Remember, the next time you're with the gang or the family and somebody says, "Let's get nuts," head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. The works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Complete service on your car, too.
I used to be 44.
44.
Number 44 is... Oh, it's a double winner. He won earlier today.
Oh.
Our, what did he win? Was it our pop quiz? It was our pop quiz. Arthur,
wow. So you won the works, and that's a complete service on your car. Redeemable at any of Don Duncan's 3 locations, including scenic Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 on the hill behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And a $180 value Clark Club membership to number...
I feel 11.
Do you?
Number 11 is Michael L.
Michael L. You've won an L of a prize here. This is a...
That was good.
Clark's Club membership. In fact, I got to call Melody at 277-2225 and get my spring tune-up scheduled. They were kind enough to remind me. And that's what you'll get. 2 of those a year plus immediate guaranteed service on any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issues that might come up. Remember, for the best in heating, AC, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or you can visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. Well, we dooed it. We're still
we dooed it.
Keeping an eye on stocks today, banks. Lots of major stories, any of which could break at any possible second. And a few things we actually didn't get to this morning. All of that coming up this afternoon on Happy Hour on this Talk 93.1 FM. Joey will be here at noon. And up next, we have our new show, Alabama Unfiltered, for everything that's going on in our state, including an important story about the government.